If it is, it is your choice. Nobody's saying that you must take the vaccine. You don't get to go where we're going to be.
I agree.
Then you don't get to go where we're going to be, because we don't have to. The majority, people who did the right thing, don't get to live at the behest of a minority.
Ah, it's the old majority against the minority thing. You know, the Democrat Party is the party of the white knights of the KKK. They've long used that majority against the minority argument. It's led to a lot of bloodshed and churches blowing up and things like that. You know, the history of the Democrat Party. Yeah, it's the tyranny of the majority. Our founders foresaw this, warned us about this, and here they are. That is, of course, McGilla Gorilla, a.k.a. Fredo Cuomo, a skull so thick that his brain is merely the size of a chestnut, but not nearly as shiny and nice, and doesn't make as nice a soup. Doesn't make a... You ever have chestnut soup? It's good. Yeah, it's fun. Good chestnut soup. Happy Tuesday and welcome. Fredo Cuomo, his brother, is the disgraced and shamed former governor of New York. He groped and sexually assaulted, kind of like Joe Biden. God, the family has to be so proud. So proud indeed. Boy, I'm telling you, McGilla Gorilla. And they've come up with a new scheme. No, okay, if the courts won't allow us to make everything mandatory, like the fascists that we are, then, because they're really basically authoritarian, aren't they? They mandates. You have to get it, because what about me? Well, if you're vaccinated, you, according to the science, don't have a lot to worry about there. But yesterday, they've got all kinds of new schemes they're ginning up where you won't be allowed to travel. Remember all that stuff about no passports and all that? That's over. Oh, that whole period is over. Now, the updated thing, remember, and no mandates. We had Joe Biden, no mandates, and Anthony Fauci, no mandates, and Kamala, no mandates, and all the Democrats, no mandates. And then you just turn on a dime, and mandates. They make up, well, it's the Delta variant that requires the mandates. Oh, really? Is that, that's what it is? They make stuff up. They lie all the time. They have the brains of squirrels, of children squirrels, small squirrels, not even grown-up squirrels. We are at 888-630-9625. 888-630-9625 is the telephone number here if you would enjoy participating in our humble broadcast. I have so many amazing stories to get to. I don't even know where to begin. We had Anthony Blinken stinking and nod on Capitol Hill yesterday. He's on Capitol Hill again today. Yesterday before the House of Representatives, today before a Senate committee. It was a House committee yesterday, a Senate committee today. And it's a lot of Democrat fluffy stuff and blame Trump because, oh, this was Trump's plan to pull all the military out first and then say, hey, wait a minute, we forgot to bring all the Americans and our allies out. That was not the Trump plan. The Trump plan was very much the opposite of this, but that's the game they're playing. And they usually get away with it because the media is so filthy, rotten, stinking, corrupt. You know, it's not biased. The media isn't biased. The media was biased in the 1970s and the 1980s. Now the media is corrupt, completely in the tank for the Democrat Party. Just saying. But many stories to get to on the new version of no mandates and no passports. The new version is mandates and passports, because they lie to you all the time. And this is something that if you're going to be a good American, you have to learn. Talking to Democrats and recent immigrants, I think, to the United States. The Democrat Party and sometimes the Republican Party will lie to you. The Democrats do it constantly. They don't know there's any other way. The Republicans, they get caught because the news media comes down on them like Hillary Clinton, onto the kitchen floor after another night of bender drinking with cheap New Zealand wine, waking up in a pool of her own vomit in one of their many mansions. But before I get into all that stuff, because we've got Afghanistan and the botched evacuation and the new lie they've made up, and the media is carrying it for them. And then the vaccines and mandates and the travel papers, via papers. We can no longer travel from state to state or fly or ride trains or buses because the Democrats and, you know, great intellects like Fredo Cuomo, who's the steroids have destroyed his chestnut-sized brain, and his family's corrupt and, you know, stupid. His brother is baby Doc Cuomo of the Cuomo organized crime family. He's the brother that was too stupid to go into politics, so he went into media. You know, daddy governor, baby governor. It's like Haiti around here. Papa Doc and baby Doc. And Joe Biden getting all confused yesterday. Little Rose McGowan, because today is the last day of voting. How many days of voting do they get in California? Today's the last day. Democrats are not capable. They're like, oh, I can't believe I forgot it was an election year. Oh, does that, what? I got to have a photo ID? That's too difficult for me. I'm but a simple Democrat numbskull, dimwit. So we got good stuff for you on that. And apparently we're sending ransom to the Taliban already. Tens of millions of our taxpayer dollars in ransom already sent to the Taliban because these guys don't know how to do anything. They're just corrupt and stupid, and it's other people's money. Also on Capitol Hill, they're planning on raising everybody's taxes and then claiming that they're not going to raise your taxes, but they're going to raise your taxes. And they're going to raise corporate taxes, so you raise taxes on Walmart, and Walmart passes the tax along to you because that's how the world works. And the Democrats know this, but the media lies about it. The Democrats lie about it, and the media lie about it. So they're planning on raising taxes up the yin-yang to pay for trillions and trillions in spending, which is just going to feather the nests of Democrats and their allies. Here's the Washington Times, your newspaper of record in Washington, D.C. The headline lead story is, Democrats offer a huge tax hike for Biden plans. Wider safety net means squeeze on Americans, by Harris Alec at the Washington Times. House Democrats on Monday proposed one of the largest tax increases in U.S. history to pay for President Biden's $3.5 trillion expansion of the federal safety net. And see, once they put this in place, you're going to have to do it every year. Giant tax increases. Oh, it's just the evil corporations. Joe Scarborough, with his bleach blonde hair and his semi-inflatable flotation device of a third wife this morning, he was going off on a crazy rant about how a company's got to pay their fair share. Jeff Bezos paid zero taxes. Well, you know, he's a Democrat, so that's probably true. But, you know, you raise taxes on Amazon, and Amazon, it's like, you know, when you lower taxes, they pass along the savings to you. When you raise taxes, they pass along the taxes to you. That's how it works. Everybody knows that. There's nothing new about this. So you're going to raise corporate tax and like, yeah, we're sticking it to the man. We're sticking it to him. No, you're sticking it to the consumer. And they say they're just going to raise Jeff Bezos's taxes and he doesn't care. But in reality, they just say that to because they lie all the time in order to raise our taxes. So I want to get to that and that and that. Also, a fun story out of Europe here. The Wall Street Journal, the headline is, energy prices in Europe hit records after wind stops blowing. I'm sorry, what? What happened? See, this is the plan that the left has. This is it, that to steal all your stuff and to leave you in the dark. There is a new dark age coming because they're going to pull the plug on electricity and stuff. They're already have rolling brownouts and blackouts in California, because Gavin Newsom mismanaged the state, and the Democrats have been mismanaging the state into the wall for generations now. Energy prices in Europe hit records after wind stops blowing, the Wall Street Journal. Heavy reliance on wind power, coupled with a shortage of natural gas, has led to a spike in energy prices. Imagine that. Natural gas and electricity markets were already surging in Europe when a fresh catalyst emerged. The wind in the stormy North Sea stopped blowing. This is their plan. Another headline, lack of wind is blow to Europe. What? It's a lack of wind is blow to Europe? Yes, it is. A decrease in wind in the North Sea in recent weeks has sent power costs surging in Europe, as wind-driven electricity production slowed off the coast. They slowed production. The wind-driven electricity production slowed down off the coast of the UK. Gas and coal-fired electricity plants were called in to make up the shortfall. This is the Democrats' plan for the future. You know, windmills were developed in Persia, which is now Iran, in the 7th or 8th century. And this is the Democrats' plan for the future.
Let's put up some windmills. When the wind doesn't blow, just turn off the television, darling, please. No wind out today. There's no wind. Please turn off the television quickly.
There is no wind. Just turn off the television. President Trump knew, you know, steady energy is life. Hospitals, transportation, all this good stuff. Here's an amazing story from the Democrats. Headline is Afghanistan. Yesterday is the timestamp. Today, the United States announced nearly $64 million in additional humanitarian assistance for the people of Afghanistan. No, it's going to the Taliban, which is a terrorist organization that played host to Al-Qaeda and continues to play host to Al-Qaeda and ISIS and myriad other radical Islamic jihadi death cults. The funding from the U.S. Agency for International Development, USAID, through the State Department and the U.S. Department of State will flow through independent organizations such as UN agencies and non-governmental organizations. This is their press release, right? Or is it a news article? What's the difference? And provide life-saving support directly to Afghans facing compounding effects of insecurity, conflict. I love insecurity. Conflict, recurring natural disasters, and the COVID-19 pandemic. So wait a minute. The Taliban is in control of Afghanistan, and we, the American taxpayers, are ponying up $64 million thanks to the generosity and the largesse of America and the Biden administration. Now, how many Americans are still and our allies are still trapped behind enemy lines? How many are being murdered? How many are being hanged? How many are being shot? How many are being tortured? I was talking about it yesterday, the fingernails pulled out of the guy, the dead body. They pulled his fingernails out and then they shot and killed him. That's old school. Now the Biden administration is giving them $64 million, but we don't have all our people out. So the good people at Town Hall raised the question, did we just send a ransom payment to the Taliban? As Town Hall, the Washington Post, the New York Times are not going to do that. Matt Vespa, an actual reporter writing the story, Americans are still trapped in Afghanistan. Joe Biden left them there. He had to go on August 31st. We had to be out because the Taliban said so. President Dementia and his clown car of diplomats opted not to make the terrorists, cave to the demand. See, they just caved to the demands of the Taliban, which is what they did. We all know not every American was going to get out by August 31st. Everyone knew days before the end of August. Even Representative Adam Schiffless, Democrat, California, a Russian collusion hoax peddler and noted liar, even admitted that this deadline was simply not going to work with regard to evacuation. And now, of course, we're sending them tens of millions of our taxpayer dollars, the Taliban, and we don't have our people out. Right? The Washington Post is very excited. They announced yesterday with a picture of Tony Blinken. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said Monday a new pledge of $64 million in U.S. assistance to Afghanistan would circumvent the Taliban and go directly to non-governmental organizations and U.N. agencies. They'll skim their piece of it, too. It's the U.N. They steal almost everything. And their kids buy cars and, you know, fly their cars around on planes and stuff. This is their new plan that we're going to send them tens of millions of dollars. The Taliban. Oh, but it's not going to go to them. They're lying to you again. They're lying to you about everything. And it was Trump's plan. Trump's plan was to get out May 1st. And by May 2nd, you had blown off and blown right by Trump's plan. This was not Trump's plan. Trump's plan was not to bring the military out first and then say, now what do we do? Morons. Hey, when's the last time you looked at your credit card statement, checked out the interest rate in the little box there? It's a startling number. It's like 1970s stuff. Crazy. What are you doing paying that kind of interest rate? You know, you can actually roll all of your credit card debt into one monthly payment at a lower fixed rate and save yourself a bunch of cash. Lower your interest rate and save with a credit card consolidation loan from LightStream. At LightStream, their rates start at 5.93% APR with auto pay and your excellent credit. Plus, the rate is fixed, so it'll never go up over the life of the loan. LightStream believes that people like you with good credit deserve a better loan experience, and that's exactly what LightStream delivers. Now, just for my listeners, that's you. Apply right now, get a special additional interest rate discount, and save even more of your hard-earned money. The only way to get this discount is to go to lightstream.com/plant. That's LightStream.com/PLANTE. Subject to your good credit approval, rates range from 5.93% APR to 19.99% APR and include a 0.5% auto pay discount. Lowest rate requires your excellent credit. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/plant for more information. Yeah, so now we're paying the Taliban and we don't even have our people up. Tens of millions. It's the Democrats. It's not their money. And they're going to raise your taxes because they're going to spend trillions and trillions more. And it's all going to go to Democrats and their allies. It's the biggest theft in the history of the world. No wonder they want to wear masks.
There's only one Chris Plant, The Chris Plant Show.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
So the Biden White House proudly yesterday giving $64 million to the Taliban, pretending that the U.N. will manage it all beautifully. This is, of course, perfectly reflective of what they did, the Obama-Biden administration did, in August of 2016. Here's the headline. Four prisoners released on same day, U.S. sent $400 million to Iran, comma, officials deny ransom claims. Cobble Kirby, now at the Pentagon, was at the State Department at the time. And you remember this was the pallets of cash, euros and Swiss francs. Cobble Kirby at the time.
This was not ransom. Any suggestion that it had anything to do with ransom is absolutely and utterly false. Now, yes, they were done simultaneously. And so I understand the coincidental nature here, the timing.
Yeah, we gave them $400 million and they gave us four prisoners that they had kidnapped.
When you're inside that 24-hour period and you already now have concerns about the end game in terms of getting your Americans out, it would have been foolish, imprudent, irresponsible for us not to try to maintain maximum leverage. If you're asking me, was there a connection in that regard at the end game, I'm not going to deny that.
What a weasel.
In basic English, you're saying that you wouldn't give them the $400 million in cash until the prisoners were released,
yeah.
Correct?
That's correct.
Not ransom, though.
We do not pay ransom for hostages.
This is the Chris Plant Show.
When you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying the Rich Eisen Show.
Kevin Millar, we're all paying rent in Ohtani's world, right?
And the Dodgers world. Game is healthy. Game is good. And, you know, I get asked a lot, is that good for baseball? Yeah, it's good for baseball. This is definitely the team to beat, because that should be your next correction, Richie, is that is this World Series a bust for the Dodgers and Dave Roberts?
Hell yeah.
Search for the Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.
So this is not rent. We're paying the Taliban $64 million. But it's okay. I read in the Washington Post, it's good. It's real good that we're now paying terrorist organizations tens of millions of dollars. And Michael Piercy and I were just talking during the break. What happened to those planes loaded with Americans stuck on the ground at Mazar-e Sharif? The entirety of the news media, Democrat-owned and operated news media, just stop talking about those, the Americans trapped behind enemy lines. I think Sean Hannity was talking about last night on the Fox News channel. These Americans, how many of them? About 100, whatever. The number is just about 100. Reminds me of the original Manchurian candidate, Frank Sinatra, Lawrence Harvey, you know, all that good stuff. And they kept changing the numbers. How many this? How they kept changing the numbers. Every day they brought out a different number. And James Gregory, who was playing the dumb senator being manipulated by his evil communist wife, it's like, why do we have to keep changing the numbers? And it's a deliberate thing to keep everybody off balance. The communists, they've got all kinds of techniques like this that they use. And these people, they just, 100. And so I remember it was like 15,000. It was 12,000 to 15,000. Then between a Tuesday and a Wednesday, they changed it to several hundred. Keep it vague. Don't get pinned down. Then it's, about a couple hundred, maybe 100. And then the media just stopped asking about it. They stopped talking about it. And there are, I don't know, how many? Hundreds? Are there thousands of Americans, American citizens, family members, dual citizens, Afghan-American citizens? And these airplanes that were just sitting on the apron in Mazar-e Sharif, what happened to them? Boy, this is, you know, this administration is not exactly there. Now, they're paying the Taliban tens of millions of dollars, but it's not ransom. Have those planes taken off yet from Mazar-e Sharif? Everybody get out? What's up with that? We may never know, because unless Peter Doocy asks at the White House briefing, I don't know who's at the Pentagon or the State Department asking questions. Maybe nobody. Just extraordinary. Man, oh, man. All right, let's go to the telephones. Let's go to Shane calling from Jackson, Missouri. Shane, come back. You're on the Chris Plant Show.
Well, hello, Chris. It is such a thrill to get to talk to you again, my friend.
Welcome.
My wife is an ER nurse, mm-hmm. and a couple handful of them are about to lose their jobs at the hospital because they don't get vaccinated. Now, there's two reasons my wife doesn't want to get vaccinated. The first one is we have a logical question. And Biden's last speech, he once again said that it was FDA-approved, the vaccine that is. It's free, it's FDA-approved, it's safe. There's no reason not to get vaccinated. Well, our question is just simply this. So who at the FDA signed off on this vaccine? Because there is no head of the FDA at the moment, unless I missed something. There's not an acting director. There's not an interim director. Biden hasn't even nominated a director. Two people just resigned from the FDA because allegedly they were saying they didn't like the way the administration was going to push this vaccine, so they resigned. And I'm guessing they probably weren't janitors. I don't know who they were exactly, but they were probably pretty important.
They were.
So who in the FDA had the authority to take a pen to a piece of paper and sign off on a vaccine? So if these vaccines are so safe, why did the FDA approve all of the vaccines? Why just this one from this one manufacturer?
Mm-hmm.
And then secondly, she's hesitant to do it because as an ER nurse, they are seeing a significant increase of women that are having menstrual troubles after getting the vaccination. Now, we're not conspiracy theorists, so there's no way to tie the two together, but it makes you go, when women are getting vaccinated and they're having problems with their menstrual cycles and reporting to the ER. So my wife is in jeopardy of losing her job because of that, and that's the two main reasons why. And then finally, a little off topic, in Biden's speech, he said that it's not about our rights, not about choices. It's his job as the president to protect all Americans. Well, it took everything I had, Chris, not to throw my ice cold Bud Light at the TV, but I didn't figure it was worth wasting my beer over.
Uh-huh.
But my thought was, you know, sincerely, if this man was the least bit interested in protecting our children as he is in protecting his children, well, then we might be getting somewhere. But I guarantee you just talked about the planes and the airfield, and that's a great point. You know, I can tell you one thing. We don't know how many or who's there, but I can tell you who's not there. None of Nancy Pelosi's family. Hunter Biden's not there. Chuck Schumer's kids aren't there. I can promise you that. You know, and it's so saddening to think that somebody somewhere's family, they know who's there. And that's all I got today, Chris, man. It's always good to talk to you, sir.
Well, that was a lot, and I got to thank you, Shane. I appreciate the call. God bless you and your emergency room nurse wife as well. The next door to where I'm sitting right now, Montgomery County. I'm in Washington D.C., but two blocks away is Montgomery County, and what is it? The school system there mandated vaccines, and if you don't have the vaccine, then you lose your job. Is that right? My company, you're required to get a vaccine. I mean, I got my vaccine ages ago, early on. But this company, a lot of other companies mandating the vaccine or, you know, and it's a condition of employment at a lot of companies across the country. And since you mentioned the two scientists at the FDA, and you're right, they're not janitors, they're scientists. Business Insider has the story today. 18 leading scientists, including two outgoing FDA officials, say COVID-19 booster shots lack evidence and shouldn't be given to the general public. Now, this is the booster shot part, so it's not the vaccine themselves. They're not saying anything negative about the vaccine. But these two scientists at the FDA that have resigned because they don't want to have to endorse a mandate on booster shots for the vaccine. So 18 leading experts say widespread use of COVID-19 vaccine boosters isn't backed by evidence. You know, this whole thing has been such a goat rodeo from the start. The group included two FDA officials who resigned over the Biden administration's booster shot plan. Current COVID-19 vaccines still protect against severe illness caused by Delta variant, they say. This goes on. This is who is a Business Insider. 18 top scientists from across the world have warned against giving COVID-19 booster shots to most fully vaccinated people. In a review published in The Lancet on Monday, the experts said that the idea of boosting immunity to reduce COVID-19 cases was, quote, appealing, end quote. But the current evidence didn't support widespread use of booster vaccinations in the general population, they said, citing 93 separate references. Okay? Citing 93 references, the scientists. Careful and public scrutiny of the evolving data will be needed to assure that decisions about boosting are informed by reliable science more than by politics, the review authors said. The group included Philip Krause and Marion Gruber, the two Food and Drug Administration officials who resigned over the Biden administration's booster shot plan earlier in September. So the U.S. is expected to start rolling out booster shots from September 20th to shore up immunity against the Delta variant, which has mutations that can help it avoid the immune response. Now, on and on. Okay, so we've got that. Also a story that popped yesterday. I didn't get to it yesterday. 26 out of 27 Lancet scientists who trashed the theory that COVID leaked from the Chinese lab actually have links to the Chinese lab and Wuhan researchers. The Daily Mail with the story, and it has been widely reported now. Of the 27 scientists who wrote a letter in the Lancet Medical Journal dismissing the possibility that COVID-19 originated from a Wuhan lab, 26 of them, 26 of 27, have links to the Chinese researchers, their colleagues, or its benefactors, a new investigation has revealed. On March 7th of last year, the influential journal Lancet, which I stopped buying into during the Iraq War, they came up with some really phony statistics on the Iraq War, and I've not taken their word for anything since. They used to be a reputable organization. For me, they lost that standing long ago. March 7th of last year, the influential journal published a letter in which the 27 scientists said they strongly condemned conspiracy theories. Those were their words surrounding the origins of the coronavirus pandemic that has impacted all corners of the world. All debate into whether COVID-19 had man-made origins or leaked from the lab in Wuhan, the Chinese city that was ground zero for the virus, was effectively shut down by the letter. And now it turns out that 26 out of 27 of them have financial and other interests directly related to the Wuhan lab. And that is, you know, what we call corruption. You see, that's prima facie evidence of corruption. And you can't believe these people. So these are scientific, you know, you're reading the paper, oh, scientists say, and it's supposed to be credible. But there's a thing called political science as well. Crazy, crazy. NBC News has a story. Comedian and SNL, Saturday Night Live alum, Jim Brewer, cancels shows at venues that require COVID vaccinations. Comedian, Saturday Night Live alum, Jim Brewer said in a Facebook post over the weekend that he will not be performing at venues that require proof of COVID vaccination for guests. And interesting and kind of a brave thing to do because of the fascist era that we live in the United States of America. All right, now let's get to some of this audio. It starts at number 7. Is that what you said? Here's Joe Biden from December of 2020. There will be no mandates on vaccines.
I don't think it should be mandatory. I wouldn't demand to be mandatory, but I would do everything in my power. Just like I don't think masks have to be made mandatory nationwide.
Nationwide, locally, statewide, citywide, countywide. But he definitely no vaccinations nationwide. That was then. This is now. Jen Psaki, Colonel Kleb.
Can we mandate vaccines across the country? No, that's not a role that the federal government, I think, even has the power to make.
Nancy Pelosi in April of this year.
We cannot require someone to be vaccinated. That's just not what we can do. It is a matter of privacy to know who is or who isn't.
It's a matter of privacy, and it's a personal choice. My body, my choice. Anthony Fauci in August of 2020.
No, definitely not. You don't want to mandate and try and force anyone to take a vaccine. We've never done that. We don't want to be mandating from the federal government to the general population. It would be unenforceable and not appropriate.
That was then. This is now. Anthony Fauci yesterday.
I would support that. If you want to get on a plane and travel with other people, that you should be vaccinated.
mandate if you're going to get on a plane. Well, then, of course, you've got to be vaccinated. That's different. Getting on a plane, you want to leave home. Dr. Jonathan Rayner on CNN yesterday.
Flying on an airplane remains a hazard. You know, no one knows the vaccination status of any of the fellow passengers. You're locked in this tube. And it's a privilege to travel.
It's a privilege to travel. That's a new thing in the United States of America. It's a privilege. Dr. Zeke Emanuel, brother of Rahm Emanuel, one of the authors of Obamacare.
There's more mandates I wish he would have given. I think mandating vaccines for air travel, train travel, or interstate bus travel would also be important.
Dr. Lena Wen, former president of Planned Parenthood, CNN doctor, fake commentator.
There are privileges associated with being an American.
Privilege.
If you wish to have these privileges, you need to get vaccinated. Travel and having the right to travel interstate, it's not a constitutional right, as far as I know, to board a plane.
She's a doctor, not a lawyer. Now, boarding planes, trains, and automobiles, New York Times reporter Cheryl Gay Stolberg, left-winger.
First of all, in an infectious disease outbreak, getting vaccinated is not a personal choice. It's not. It's something that we do for the community. And this has been long upheld with legal precedent.
That's right. It's for the community, for the greater good, for the commune, for the collective. It's the language of the communists. So now traveling from state to state is a privilege, like a driver's license. And, of course, you're going to have to show proof to get on a plane or a train or to travel anywhere. So you're still going to – it reminded us of the Hunt for Red October. Sam Neill and Sean Connery having a discussion about coming to America and traveling from state to state without papers.
I will have a pickup truck and drive from state to state. Do they let you do that?
Yes.
No papers?
No papers. State to state.
Not anymore. Now the Democrats are Sovietizing the United States. No, you must have your papers. You're going to take a bus, a train, a plane. That's a privilege. Not a right. It's not a right to travel from state to state. You're going to need papers, just like in Hunt for Red October with the Soviet communists, because that's today's Democrat Party. Hey, did you catch President Trump's recent rally, or did you miss President Trump's recent rally? The answer to that question can be very revealing, because every major cable news channel failed to carry President Trump's rally except for Newsmax. More than 5 million people across America tuned into Newsmax to watch President Trump's rally. Newsmax is now the fastest growing cable news channel in the United States of America. It's the place for real news you can trust. I watch Newsmax all the time. Love Newsmax. Newsmax is on all the major cable systems. If your cable system doesn't carry Newsmax, call your cable system and tell them to carry Newsmax. Newsmax also streams for free on smart TVs like Samsung, LG, on apps like Roku, Amazon Fire, Zumo, Pluto. Check them out. 7 million people have the Newsmax app on their smartphones already. Do you? I love Newsmax. The Newsmax app is great. Takes only a few seconds to download onto your phone. No paywall, no subscription. That's my fave. So watch Newsmax for breaking news and for all your news. Find out why tens of millions of Americans are tuning into Newsmax every day. Going to Newsmax.com for breaking news. Watch Newsmax TV today. Yeah, that it's Hunt for Red October. You can travel from state to state. I will buy a pickup truck. The Democrats are anti-pickup truck, and now you're going to have papers to travel from state to state.
May we see your papers?
I don't think I have them on me.
In that case, we'll have to ask you to come along.
Wait. There's only one Chris Plant, The Chris Plant Show.
When you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying the Rich Eisen Show.
Kevin Millar, we're all paying rent in Ohtani's world, right?
And the Dodgers world. Game is healthy. Game is good. And, you know, I get asked a lot, is that good for baseball? Yeah, it's good for baseball. This is definitely the team to beat, because that should be your next question, Richie, is that, is this World Series a bust for the Dodgers and Dave Roberts?
Hell yeah.
Search for the Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.
don't think I have them on me.
In that case, we'll have to ask you to come along.
Wait, it's possible that I... Yes. Here we are.
These papers expired 3 weeks ago. You have to come along.
Halt!
Ah, yes. America, 2021. It's not only the future, it's the present. Pretty extraordinary. Of course, Congress is exempted. Congress is exempted from the mandates. And what happened with the post office? Is the post office still exempted? That was the story, and I'm not sure whether that changed. But last time I looked, I think the post office was exempted. You know, the unions poured a lot of money into Joe Biden's campaign, and they came out and publicly supported Joe Biden on the, you know, the presidential election with the biggest mail-in number of ballots in the history of the country. No problem. And then they get exempted, according to multiple news reports. The Congress is exempted. Members of Congress and their employees exempted. That's not a problem, because we live in a very corrupt city and in very corrupt times. Because the left is in charge of just about everything, I think, is the thing. Yes, sir. Hey, take a look at the cop. That happened over there. We got Nicki Minaj. She's no Cardi B, but she's kind of fun. Nicki Minaj story come out, and hold on a moment.